All I ever wanted was to help people who needed it. But you had help. There is no excuse for taking you or others. I want to try to set some of this right." Warren gave Richard a firm hug. "Thanks, Richard. For everything. I look forward to seeing you again."
Richard winked. "Try not to have any adventures."
"I'll go with you," Chase said.
"No."
Richard wiped a hand over his face.
"No, go home, Chase. Take Rachel to her new mother and her brothers and sisters. Emma will be worried sick by now. She hasn't seen you in ages. Go home to your wife and family. I'll need to be returning home soon, too."
Richard turned back to Sister Verna.
"We must do something about those six sisters. They're sailing for Westland. The people there have no protection against magic. In Westland, those sisters will be like hawks in a hatchery."
"I think that journey will take them some time. You have time enough for them, Richard."
"Good. Kaelin will want to wed before the Mud People. Then I may need to come and get some advice on how to handle those six. Talk to Nathan and Anne. We can decide what to do then."
"Be careful," Warren said. He stood stoically with his hands in the opposite sleeves of his robes. "And I don't just mean with yourself. Don't forget the things Nathan and I have told you. Don't forget that everyone else is in danger from what you can do with the Stone of Tears. I don't think you have yet reached your time of choosing."
"I'll do my best."
Scarlet lowered herself so he could climb up onto her shoulders. He gripped the black-tipped spines and hauled himself up. Richard gave a slap to a red scale.
"To Dahara, my friend. Again."
With a roar of flame, Scarlet launched into the sky. Chapter 68. In the distance, in the pre-dawn gloom, he could see the green glow. It rose from the people's palace through the glass roof of the Garden of Life like a beacon. Richard had seen that color of green from only one place, the underworld. The icy wind tore at his clothes as Scarlet's wings beat with a steady cadence. She had put strenuous effort into the flight to Dahara. She understood the danger posed by the Keeper. The underworld would take her, too, and she hated Dark and Rawl. He had stolen her egg before and used it to enslave her. As she began her descent, she peered back, her ears turning toward him.
"There will be enough time, Richard. We can still make it to Adendrill. It is only just dawn."
"I know you'll get me there, Scarlet. I'll try not to give you too much time to rest."
Scarlet banked to the left, steepening their descent down toward the courtyard where they had been before. It was a place the huge dragon could land in the dark with room to spare. The palace's vast jumble of roofs and walls rushed up toward them with frightening speed. Richard's toes tingled with the feeling of floating off her back as she plummeted. Suddenly, from the darkness below, a blinding flash of lightning crackled up all about them. It left yellow lines of afterimage in his vision. Before Richard could make sense of it, another came. Scarlet roared in pain and pitched to the left. They dropped into a sickening spiral toward the ground. Richard gripped her spines as the huge dragon tried to recover. On the vast steps rotating below, he saw the woman illuminated by the light of the next bolt of lightning she sent forth from her hands. Once again, Scarlet roared in pain. He couldn't see the woman in the darkness when the lightning cut off. Scarlet struggled to check the uncontrolled descent. Richard knew that another bolt of the lightning would finish her. He tore the bow from his back and yanked an arrow from the quiver.
"Scarlet, make fire so I can see her!"
As Richard drew the string to his cheek, Scarlet let out a fiery roar of pain and anger. In its red glow, he saw the woman raise her arms again. Before he could call the target, the spiral took her out of his line of sight.
"Scarlet, look out!"
Scarlet drew back her right wing and they tipped the other way. The yellow lightning streaked past to the left, just missing them. The ground was coming up fast. In the flickering red light of the dragon's blast of fire, Richard saw her raise her hands again. He drew the bowstring and twisted his body with their motion to keep her in sight. Before she could disappear again, he called the target. The instant it came to him, the arrow was away.
"Turn!"
Scarlet beat her right wing, making them wobble in the air as the yellow bolt erupted past between the dragon's neck and wing. Almost before it began, the lightning cut off. A ripple of total blackness passed over them. The arrow had found its mark. The Keeper now had Sister Odette. With a hard jolt,
They hit the ground. Richard was thrown off and tumbled across the ground. He sat up and shook his head, then sprang to his feet.
Scarlet, are you hurt bad? Are you alive?
Go, she groaned in a deep, vibrating voice.
Hurry, get him before he has us all.
She held her trembling left wing out.
Richard stroked her snout.
I'll be back. Hang on.
Richard drew the sword as he charged up the hill of steps. He didn't need to call forth the anger. It was with him before he had even touched the hilt. He ran in a blind rage toward doors between the colossal columns. As he ran through the doors, a handful of soldiers charged out of the darkness. Without pause, Richard scythed into them. His blade flashed in the torchlight coming from the vast halls inside. Richard danced with the spirits. His blade was fluid grace among the hacking soldiers. The first he cut in half, breastplate and all. Every charge was met with swift steel. In a matter of moments, the 15 men lay scattered across the bloody floor, and then Richard was moving again. So much for his welcome back. He remembered the Daharan army pledging their loyalty to him the last time he had been here, when he had killed Darkin Rawl. Maybe they just didn't know who he was. More likely, they knew precisely who he was. Richard chose a hall that led in the direction of the Garden of Life. Three levels of balconies looked down on the hall. Most of the torches were dark. He saw no people as he ran past a devotion square with white sand raked in circles around a pitted rock. From a staircase at the side, a half-dozen moored Sith charged down, running toward him. Each wore her red leather uniform and each had an Aegil in her hand. Through the rage, he realized that he couldn't use the sword on them or they would capture him by its magic. He was furious. He needed to get to Darkin Rawl. He didn't need to have to deal with these deadly women. Reluctantly, Richard sheathed his sword and drew his knife. Dena had told him once that if he had just used his knife instead of his sword, he would have had her. He was not going to be able to outrun them. He was going to have to kill them. The biggest, a blonde-headed woman at the lead, held her hands out as he went for her.
Lord Rawl, no!
The other five slid to a stop behind her. Richard slashed at her, but she lurched back into a half-crouch with her hands held out to the sides.
Lord Rawl, stop! We are here to help you!
Though he had put the sword away, he had no shortage of rage of his own. He had to get to Darkin Rawl if he was to get to Kaelin.
Help me in the afterlife! You will be there shortly!
No, Lord Rawl! I am Kara! We are here to help you! You cannot go that way! That hall is not secure!
Richard stood panting, knife in hand.
I don't believe you. You want to capture me. I know very well what Mord Sith do to their captives.
I knew Dena, your mistress. You wear her Aegil. Mord Sith do not live to hurt their captives any longer. You set us free. We would never hurt the one who set us free. We revere you.
When I left here, I told the soldiers to burn all those outfits and give you new clothes. I ordered the Aegil taken from you. If you revere me, why have you not followed my orders?
A sly smile touched her lips as she lifted an eyebrow over a cold blue eye.
Because you cannot free us just to enslave us in a life you choose. We are free to choose for ourselves. You made that possible. We chose to fight to protect our Lord Rawl. We have sworn to lay down our lives for you if necessary. Not only the men of the First File can protect you, we have chosen to be your personal bodyguards. Not even the First File dared argue with us. We take orders from no one but Lord Rawl.
Then I order you to leave me alone.
I'm sorry, Lord Rawl, but we cannot follow that order.
Richard didn't know what to believe. This could just be a trap.
I'm here to stop Darkin Rawl. I have to get to the Garden of Life. If you don't get out of my way, I will have to kill you.
We know where you go, Kara said. We will take you, but you must not go that way. We do not hold all the palace. That way is not safe. In fact, this whole section of the palace is in the hands of the insurgents. The First File would have lost 1,000 men to come down here. We told them we would go, that it would be less risk to you. For that reason only, they agreed.
Richard started angling around the women.
I don't believe you, and I can't risk what you would do if you are lying. This is too important. If you try to stop me, I will have to kill you.
If you go that way, Lord Rawl, you will die. Please, let me whisper a secret message in your ear.
Kara handed her Aegil to a woman behind her.
You may hold your knife to me. I am without a weapon.
Richard gripped her hair in one fist and held the razor-sharp knife to her throat. If she so much as flinched, he intended to cut her throat. Kara put her mouth close to his ear.
"We are here to help you, Lord Rawl," she whispered. "It is the toasted toad's truth."
Richard straightened. "Where did you hear such a thing?"
"Do you know its meaning? Commander General Trimax said that it is a coded message from First Wizard Zorander so that you would know we are loyal to you. He told me to tell no one but you."
"Who's General Trimax?"
"The Commander General, First File of the Palace Guard. They are loyal to you. The First File is the ring of steel around the Lord Rawl. Wizard Zorander told General Trimax to guard the Garden of Life at all costs. 2 days ago, that magic woman came. She killed nearly 300 of our men getting into the Garden of Life. We tried to stop her, but we could not. We have no magic against her. She killed close to 100 on her way out tonight. We followed her out and watched from a window on the third level. We saw her send lightning to strike your dragon from the sky. We saw you kill her. Only the true Lord Rawl could do that. Please, Lord Rawl, terrible things are happening in the Garden of Life. Let us take you there so you may stop the evil spirit."
Richard had no time to waste. They had to have gotten that message from Zed. He had to trust them. "All right, let's go, but I'm in a hurry."
Grins came to each woman. Kara took back her Aegil and grabbed him by the shirt at one shoulder. Another of the Mord Sith gripped his shirt at the other shoulder. They started running, dragging him along with them. Kara whispered that he should be as quiet as possible. The other four spread out in front, scouting the way. They took him quickly but silently through small side halls and dark rooms. While the scouts slipped up narrow servants' stairs, Kara and the other pressed him up against the wall, crossing their lips with a finger, waiting until they heard a short whistle, then dashed up the stairs, pulling him along by his shirt.